We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Come and sing the simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. And let it fill the air and tell the people everywhere.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find a link to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. So thanks to the United States Constitution, religious freedom has been considered a natural right, not just in America, but all over the world. Today, however, from Europe to Canada to the United States, heck, even here in Wichita, progressive and controversial values, along with an expanding police state under the pandemic, are being used against pastors, clergy, religious institutions, and individuals who believe their rights come from God and not government. There's a novel concept. Joining us now to discuss how COVID has been and continues to be used as an excuse to attack our religious freedoms is Pastor Joe Dallas. He is an author, conference speaker, and pastoral counselor with expertise and training in biblical counseling and coaching related to Christianity and human sexuality. He's a sought-after speaker, expert, and contributor for a variety of media outlets, including ABC News, the Boston Globe, the Los Angeles Times, and Christianity Today, amongst others. Joe, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Hey, thank you, John. It's a pleasure being with you.
Joe, it's ironic that we're having you on the show here, because just recently here in the last week or so, Wichita has passed a sexual orientation and gender identity ordinance, and it's been very controversial because there are no provisions to protect closely held religious beliefs and conscience objections for businesses and individuals. And I think stories like these have been receiving all kinds of attention lately. We're seeing them all across the country, and even like the ones up in Canada. Back in May, you had a Calgary pastor who was arrested for daring to hold church services, and now authorities have arrested Pastor Tim Stevens of Fairview Baptist Church up in Canada a second time. Is that right? For hosting, quote-unquote, an underground church. How dare he?
That's correct.
That's crazy. And what did he do? He held a church service. And I mean, this is Canada's, theoretically, last time I checked, it's not a communist state, right? Unless something's changed.
John, as you know, tyranny never identifies itself honestly. It always gives what sounds like a benign reason. Oh, we just want to protect the welfare of other people. Oh, we want to provide safety for the community. No one who tyrannizes, whether it's an individual or a government, openly admits we want to control you. But in fact, that's what it comes down to. Certainly. Now, by the way, I say this as a COVID survivor. I spent about a week and a half in ICU this past January with a severe, even life-threatening case of COVID. And so I appreciate how serious this pandemic is on the one hand. On the other hand, you're absolutely right. There is no question that people who want government expansion have seized on this pandemic as an excuse to expand government powers, government bureaucracy. And while on the one hand, I believe that's been done with the coronavirus, I believe it's also been done on issues that present themselves as human rights issues,
right,
including, as you said, gender identity, homosexuality, transsexualism, and so forth. These special interest causes are a big government dream, because if you can establish the need to regulate people's speech, to regulate their sermon content, to regulate their church practices, you must create more bureaucracies. You must create more education formats to re-educate individuals. And that, of course, means bigger government. So I think that those who want expanded government have a vested interest in keeping these problems alive. And to put it plainly, we're in the middle of a crusade, John. There is a crusade in America and worldwide to either convert or silence the infidels. And of course, we who hold traditional viewpoints on issues like sexuality, marriage, life within the womb, social justice, racism, and so forth, we are the infidels who need to be converted, and if we will not be converted, we need to be silenced. So I think there you have it.
No, you're absolutely right. And what does it say about the climate we're living in when we're seeing pastors arrested in front of their children after their quote-unquote underground church services were discovered by police helicopters, which is what happened to Pastor Tim Stevens up in Canada? I mean, that's what happened to him. I mean, this is the stuff of, like you said, tyranny, of totalitarianism, not Western-style democracies. And yet here we are, and for that matter, you know, why did he have to have an underground church service in the first place?
Yes, where freedom exists, you don't have an underground church.
Thank you.
You only have an underground church when liberties have been removed, which is why I was surprised that they were honest enough to even refer to it as an underground church, because that's an indictment of the government to admit that any church had to go underground. But I think that this, again, speaks to a desire for control. If you think about the message those arrests send to the community at large, it first sends the message to the secular community that, oh, aren't these Christians awful?
Right.
They want to do things that will endanger us. So if they can convince the public that Christians are willing to risk public health and safety, then when the government comes in and says, and by the way, when you say that marriage is defined as a male-female union, that too risk public safety because people will be hurt by hearing you say that. You see, you've established a precedent.
Right.
So this is where I believe COVID is a means to an end. It's a means of government power saying we want to discredit the integrity of Christian believers. Thereby, in the future, their credibility will be diminished when we start telling them what they may or may not say about other vital issues. And it certainly sends a message to the Christian community as well, which is basically shut up or you're going to get more of the same.
Well, and this,
so there is an intimidation factor.
We're talking about instances that happened up in Canada. This can happen here too. I mean, the Biden administration is pushing progressive ideologies that threaten religious freedom. Just last month, the IRS denied a religious group their tax-exempt status, saying that, quote, Bible teachings are affiliated with the Republican Party, therefore you're not eligible for tax-exempt status. It's the same kind of stuff, a war against the right, a war against using the government to basically war against those that they find ideologically opposed to their thought process. We're talking with Pastor Joe Dallas, who is an author, conference speaker, and pastoral counselor. Joe, let me ask you this. While the Supreme Court, you know, unanimously upheld religious liberty in their recent decision, the left and their mainstream institutions continue to characterize religious convictions of millions of Americans as hateful or bigoted. You know, again, we saw that here this week when they passed the SOGI ordinance here in Wichita. But even in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, the Supreme Court 9-0, and yet the same cake baker was immediately fined for not wanting to bake a gender identity cake. By the same lawyer who just lost at a 9-0 decision. This is the same kind of stuff. It's these so-called SOGI laws. It's a perfect example of this kind of government hostility, correct?
It is. In fact, I wrote a book on this very thing about how Christians can face the pressure of the cancel culture. And one thing I tried to point out in my book is that you cannot stir the public up against a group just by saying you don't like that group. Nobody's going to get excited about that. But if you relentlessly characterize a group as hateful,
right,
as bigoted, as mean-spirited, then the public is not going to much care if you strip away the basic rights of that group. So what we've got going through these relentless lawsuits and through the basically public campaign against biblical positions on these key issues, you have the discrediting of the church. In fact, in my book, I have an entire chapter called Starring You. And that's a reference, of course, to the Holocaust, when Hitler's regime had begun indoctrinating the German people to believe terrible things about the Jewish population.
Right.
So that by the time Jews were forced to wear a yellow star, that star came to symbolize in the public's mind all the negative stereotypes they had about Jewish people. And that is exactly what I believe is happening to conservatives today, not just conservative Christians, in fairness, social conservatives, but most of whom I believe are evangelical Christians. The public is being taught that we are a certain type of people, dangerous, bigoted, hateful, so that by the time the stars get put on us, the public will be willing to see our rights limited because they will have already come to believe that we are inherently not worth protecting.
I think you're right. Pastor, do you believe that government is becoming more hostile to the Christian population? And if so, how then do Christians respond to, when they're these claims or when they're being called bigoted or the same thing happened mm-hmm. to Trump voters. Oh, you're a Trump voter. Therefore, you must be racist. You must be an ist, sexist, bigoted, homophobe, et cetera.
Well, I think that government by its nature wants to expand itself. Government I hope it goes without saying, I have great respect for many people in government. But the fact is, government by its nature, if left unbridled, it will continue to expand and control.
Sure.
I don't think government is essentially hostile in the most literal sense towards Christianity. I think it is hostile to anything which threatens its power. And in that case, it has to be hostile to Christianity because, John, where Christianity is thriving, individualism thrives, personal effort thrives, free thinking thrives, free speech thrives. And a very important point here, where Christianity is thriving, where people adhere to the teachings of Scripture and specifically the teachings of Christ, they will not swear eternal allegiance to anything but God.
Right. Well, now, we recognize that power, we recognize that power is derived from the Lord, not from the government. Similarly, exactly. Our rights. And so we're not dependent necessarily on the government, which by in its very nature limits the power of government.
But this particular government we are facing in America, the direction American government has taken and the direction many other nations' governments have taken, is committed to redefining certain pillars of truth or certain concepts that society has held dear. Now, when society has held those concepts only because they are traditional to society, then society can be easily converted. So, for example, 40 years ago, most people believed in America that homosexuality was not normal or was not a moral option. Now, a large percentage of people who believed that believed it because it was basically their tradition. So they were easily converted. But those who believed that homosexuality falls short of God's will, are not easily converted because their belief is based on eternal principles founded in the Bible. For that reason, government realizes it will not be able to achieve its goals so long as there are Bible-believing Christians who might resist those goals. And I believe that's where the hostility comes from, not necessarily because government is antagonistic towards Christianity, but in the broader sense, government is antagonistic towards anything that will stand in its way. And very few things will stand in the way of expanding government as much as the church will.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And they're afraid to, ultimately what it comes down to is they don't like threats to their power. And and I think that is really what it comes down to. Pastor, thank you again for joining us this evening. If folks want to find out more about you, they can visit joedallas.com, correct?
That's correct, joedallas.com.
Joe, I appreciate you. Please continue what you're doing. Carry on. You're doing yeoman's work. Carry on the fight, my friend. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks so much, John. Thank you for having me.
Coming up, we'll continue our 2021 City Council and School Board candidate profiles with Wichita City Council District 3 candidate Cindy Miles. And don't forget, we'll be taking your calls coming up at 7:45. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.